It's 5 o'clock.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. The Biden administration's head of Homeland Security is defending a policy of allowing unaccompanied children crossing the southwest border to remain in the U.S. while quickly expelling both singles, adults, and families. Correspondent Rita Foley reports.
The Biden administration is continuing a Trump policy of quickly expelling single adults and families arriving at the border due to the coronavirus pandemic. But it's holding minors in shelters until they can be placed with relatives or sponsors here in the U.S. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas calls the situation at the border difficult.
While visiting with Border Patrol agents in Texas, 12 House Republicans on Monday called on President Biden to visit the U.S.-Mexico border amid what both parties are calling a humanitarian crisis caused by a surge of migrants and unaccompanied children. Correspondent Bernie Bennett has more.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy blamed the influx in border crossings and apprehensions on the Biden administration's immigration policies. He said agents are watching detained children rather than crossings along the border.
There's 120 border agents that are now inside that unit that are not on the border protecting us when a surge is coming.
Republicans have pointed to Mr. Biden's deployment of the Federal Emergency Management Agency to assist in finding shelter for the growing number of unaccompanied minors as evidence that the administration's decision to roll back Mr. Trump's executive order on immigration was a mistake. Bernie Bennett reporting.
More than 22 million doses of COVID-19 vaccines will be distributed in the next week. That's a new record in the U.S. The White House says states will receive more than 16 million doses of the three approved coronavirus vaccines, slightly higher than last week. The balance will go to federally administered programs, including mass vaccination sites, retail pharmacies, and community health centers. Most of this week's doses will be from Moderna and Pfizer. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 127. More at townhall.com.
What can give you a competitive edge in today's red-hot housing market? Rocket can. That's because Rocket Mortgage can give you a verified approval. It could help your offer stand out. Because when you find the perfect home, you don't want to lose it to anybody else. Rocket Technology provides a rock-solid verification of your income, assets, and credit, giving sellers and their agents greater confidence in you. We've already helped over 1 million clients just like you reach their home financing goals this year alone. So remember this. What can help you buy the home you really want? Rocket can. Go to rocketmortgage.com or call us today at 8338-ROCKET. That's rocketmortgage.com or call 8338-ROCKET.
A verified approval is based on an underwriter's analysis of your individual financial information, appraisal, and title report. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states and MLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
News on WBOB, AM 600 and 101.1 FM.
Good day, I'm Adam Boardman. He's not accused of selling illegal weapons, but authorities say he did sell illegal devices, which changed weapons. Christopher Irvin of Orange Park allegedly sold metal pieces called, among other things, lightning links, which convert semi-automatic weapons to fully automatic. At last word, he was still behind bars. A sex crime suspect led police on a high-speed chase across state lines. News for Jax reports that last Thursday, authorities pulled Keith Smith over on New Kings Road in Jacksonville, but he took off again and wasn't stopped for good until he was well inside Georgia. In Florida, he's now looking at charges in both Clay and Duval counties. The unemployment figures for the Jacksonville area got better and worse recently. The Florida Times Union reports that the state's Department of Economic Opportunity initially had December at 4.8%, but that was revised to 3.2%, which makes the January rate of 4.4% look not as good as it used to. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
Hi, it's Olivia Munn with my shelter pets, Frankie and Chance, reminding you that when you adopt a shelter pet, you discover all the things that make them unique. Adopt pure love at theshelterpetproject.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the Humane Society of the United States, and Maddie's Fund.
Financial issues plague us all, especially in these uncertain times. Dan Celia helps us navigate these difficult financial times every weekday from 9 till noon on AM 600 WBOB. Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
You're seeing delays because of an accident on the East Beltway on I-295 northbound at the ramp from Alta Drive. Also, there's a crash in St. Johns County on I-95 heading south at County Road 210. And there's a broken down truck on the West Beltway on I-295 southbound approaching I-95 on the south end of town. Partly cloudy tonight, expect a low 61. Wednesday, St. Patrick's Day, partly sunny, high 85.
Portions of this program may be pre-recorded.
AM 600 WBOB presents the Tony D Means Business Show with your host, Tony Davis. This live call-in show is all about business, the good, the bad, and the ugly. If you'd like to be a part of today's show, our call-in number is 904-831-0600. That's 904-831-0600. And now, here's the host of the Tony D Means Business Show, Tony Davis.
Good evening, Jacksonville. Welcome to another edition of the Tony D Means Business Show. We are broadcasting live from the best state in the country, Florida, of course.
Absolutely.
And one of the best cities, Jacksonville, Florida. And I'm live in studio with weatherman extraordinaire Jason Hess.
Thank you very much.
Fresh off our trip from Aruba, and behind the glass, as always, is AJ Davis.
You went to Aruba?
We went
Hi,
to Aruba. I know. How dare us travel?
I know.
Oh, man. I'm glad you had a nice time.
We traveled. We are, and by the way, you can listen to the radio, of course, on 600 AM, 101.1 FM. Mm-hmm. You can stream it on the app, WBOB app,
right.
Or you can stream it on WBOB.com, or you can watch us streaming live on our Facebook page. And if you do, you will see that we are very brown.
Well, I guess the weather forecast, Jason, was pretty good in Aruba.
It's really
easy. What is it, 365?
Yeah. Pretty much. It's just how hot it gets and how much the wind blows, but it hardly ever rains there. So that's why we're there.
Isn't one of the sides of the island more windy than the other?
No, it's just even? Always from the east.
Is it?
But yeah, so it's just one side of the island gets all the big waves, and the other side gets nice flat seas and the sunset view.
But so, I understand that's probably one of the nicest weather islands in the, I guess what you'd call the Caribbean or the Caribbean.
Southern Caribbean.
We highly recommend it. If you're looking for a place to go in the Caribbean that you don't have to worry about storms because it never gets hit with a storm, with a hurricane because it is so far south. It's only 19 miles off the coast of Venezuela.
Yeah.
But Aruba is amazing. And it is.
Can you actually see the mainland?
At times on a clear day, so some of the hills there we did not. So,
but locals say you can.
Yeah.
So, but
if you look hard enough,
if you look hard enough, there is like this mountain. It's not really a mountain.
Yeah.
It's like a
couple hundred feet high and stuff like that.
But you can go up there, and I'm sure you can see it. But we didn't do that either. We just laid around and enjoyed the phone not ringing and just relaxed.
Sounds like it was a real vacation.
But yeah. As we were saying, if you need to go on a vacation, we highly recommend Aruba. It is open. It is open. Now, you know, you had to wear some masks here and there, but it wasn't that big a deal.
No. When you're outside, you're basically
outside
for 12 straight days. So it's like, it's great.
Yeah, nice.
So,
yeah. So,
just in the hotel lobby. That's about it. So
and you didn't feel nervous at all with the COVID still around?
No, it's a great ventilated island with the east winds at 15 to 20 miles per hour blowing the whole time. So
and everybody's staying outside, probably.
Absolutely.
Everybody's outside. But see, we had to get tested prior to leaving.
Right.
So we had to take the PCR test. And then coming back, you know, we couldn't get on the plane to come back without taking another test.
And so everything was good.
So everybody there is pretty much COVID-free.
Yeah.
Unless some straggler came
in. Yeah, you definitely feel a little safer even amongst, you know, it's not as busy as usual, but even amongst the people there when you're out to eat and enjoying some company. So,
So. But anyways, I know you guys don't want to sit here and listen about our trip the whole time. Yeah. So that would tune out.
We'll have the slideshow later.
Yeah, we're going to do the slideshow. Yeah. You tune into the Facebook page. We're already running the videos of our home videos and it was just a glorious time, but now we are back and we landed in Jacksonville on TPC Saturday, early. Yeah. And the weather was perfect.
Phenomenal.
Mm-hmm. It is perfect.
Yep. They had a great TPC weekend weather-wise. Yep.
Yes,
they
did.
Just like last year, except some of the nicest days and it was canceled, but
That's
part
right.
two was much better this year.
Yep.
It was. And Jason will give us the weather forecast in the next segment. Of course, we have some not-so-nice weather coming.
Oof,
but I won't rain, so to speak, on his parade. Yeah. I'll let him do that. But this show is sponsored by Granite Transformations and Bath Planet of Jacksonville. Granite Transformations and Bath Planet of Jacksonville. They sponsor the Tony D Means Business Show. You also need you guys to call in. Give us a call, 831-0600. There's tons of stuff to talk about. If you will, go anywhere you want us to go. So if you call in, you want to talk about the Catholic Church and their announcement that they had about gay unions, that's fine. We'll talk about that a little bit. We've got the largest tax hike since 1993 coming. So if you want to talk about that, we'll get into some of that. Of course, we have the border crisis. Oh, by the way, that's Trump's border crisis. Yes. That's not a crisis.
That's not a crisis.
Even the FEMA.
But
anyways, you want to talk about that? We can talk about that. What else do we have? We are going to actually commit the whole WTF segment of the show, which is in our last block, to the women of The View. The women of The View, Joe Behar, Sonny Houston, Houston, whatever her name is. Which, by the way, and if you listen to the show every week, you know that we are huge fans of Governor Ron DeSantis. And huge. She slammed Ron DeSantis. That's why we are going to dedicate the entire WTF segment. And if you don't know what that stands for, it doesn't stand for the acronym that you usually associate that with. It stands for What the Fool.
Yes.
What the Fool.
Yep.
And so the ladies of The View have earned that distinction. But, hey, you know, we can – speaking of traveling, you know, and, oh, by the way, happy spring break to all of you out there.
Yeah, I guess very nice. Very
I guess nice. We so are far. Despised by the rest of the nation.
Yeah, oh. Florida's been doing well, and of course the media and the left don't like it because they think Florida's messing up.
Oh, we're terrible people. We are terrible people. All I've seen on the news, and I don't watch the news that much, but when I do, all you see are clips of Miami Beach. Oh my gosh! Look at all those people.
Oh my goodness!
Just killing themselves out there.
Quite young people.
They're all young. They're all healthy. They have a 99.9% chance of surviving, but yet it is the worst thing in the world. In fact, the CDC director, Rochelle Walensky, is absolutely petrified. And we got a little clip of her talking about why traveling is so terrible. Here she is.
I'm pleading with you for the sake of our nation's health. These should be warning signs for all of us. Cases climbed last spring. They climbed again in the summer. They will climb now if we stop taking precautions when we continue to get more and more people vaccinated.
She is pleading for the sake of our nation. Stop going to Florida.
Right. I mean, it's okay to go to the holidays to visit folks, but come for spring break.
We're singled out
when it's not, you know, when it's on our own down here.
So. Now, listen. Biden said if everyone is on their best behavior, he might allow us some limited freedoms on July 4th.
Yes.
So. Well,
as soon as he put the travel restrictions on international travel for testing for every country where he went, he basically opened up Florida to us. Basically said, okay, we got to do all these jump through hoops to go international travel. So what did everyone do?
They came to Florida.
Came to Florida.
Well, they should. Everybody's absolutely so sick of being cooped up. But again, I love that. I love that when our president comes out and talks to us like 4 and 5 years old, 5 year olds. And he leaves us with that impression that if we're on our best behavior by July 4th, we might get some limited freedoms. Well, gee, thank you. Thank you for that, Mr. President. AJ, what do you think about that?
Just one day?
Just one day. And then we got to go back if you live outside of the state of Florida.
And then the control is back.
That's right.
Yep. So thank you, Biden, for that. Oh, and by the way, we're going to talk about that tax hike. And some of that. But going back to the travel issue, and now that the CDC director is absolutely petrified, and we all should be petrified, too, if we're traveling, it brings up this this topic of the vaccine passport. I'm sure a lot of the listeners listening to the station, we have 1 minute left. We don't really have a lot of time right now to get into the vaccine passport. Give us a call. I want to know what you listeners think about the vaccine passport. You want to go to a concert? Vaccine passport. You want to fly on an airplane? Vaccine passport.
You go to the Jags game.
Vaccine passport. Although you really don't, you should be able to spread out in there. But actually, the Jags, by the way, do expect to be at full capacity.
Yeah, that's
next season, whatever full capacity might be.
Well, they've been. It was just on our monitor here that they've already pre-sold 8 times as many tickets so far.
Trevor Lawrence bringing them
Imagine
in.
Imagine that.
You are listening to the Tony D Means Business Show. And 831-0600, you want to talk about the tax hike, you want to talk about traveling, we're going to talk about the vaccine passport, Jason's going to give us some weather updates, and we have the WTF segment. I mean, it is jam-packed full of fun.
Oh, yeah.
Tony Davis live with Jason Hess. We'll be right back after this.
Looking for a smarter way to renovate your kitchen without the stress and mess of a traditional remodel? With Granite Transformations, get the kitchen or bath of your dreams in as little as one day. Our gorgeous quartz countertops install right over your existing ones and are scratch, stain, heat, and impact resistant. Call Granite Transformations at 904-213-7878. That's 904-213-7878 or visit gtjax.com. Granite Transformations, done in a day, beautiful for life.
If you turn to social media for recommendations for plumbing services, you might want to reconsider. Sure, word of mouth is a good thing. If it's the truth, don't take the bait. Call Rock Solid Plumbing Services for all your plumbing needs. They're professional, clean, and honest. Rock Solid Plumbing Services is your go-to plumbing company for leaks, clogged pipes, fixture replacement, and so much more. Call Rock Solid Plumbing Services today at 904-531-9451. That's 904-531-9451. The Tony Davis Means Business Show is brought to you in part by Sean Suarez at Raymond James Financial. Since 2003, Sean has specialized in building and customizing financial goal plans for his clients and positioning investments to align with those long-term goals. Sean, along with his partner, spend countless hours reviewing and researching investment solutions, resulting in a more effective and efficient investment alternative for their clientele. To learn more, visit SeanSuarez.com. Any opinions of those of Meinrad and Leeper are not those of Raymond James and Associates or Raymond James. Any information is not a complete summary or statement of all available data necessary for making an investment decision and does not constitute a recommendation. Investing involves risk and you may incur a profit or loss regardless of strategy selected.
I'm so tired of scrubbing the grout in my shower. I feel like that's all I ever do.
I used to hate that too. Then Bath Planet replaced my shower and I finally have the bathroom of my dreams. Even better, it's low maintenance. No need for tough scrubbing and bleaching, and it's grout free.
Grout free? Sounds amazing.
Yep. We even bought my mother a new shower with built-in seating and grab bars from Bath Planet, and their products have a lifetime warranty.
Call Bath Planet now for a free consultation. 904-301-0881 or visit bathplanetjax.com.
The leaves are falling all around.
Welcome back to the Tony D Means Business Show, live from Jacksonville, Florida.
Oh, yeah.
With Jason Hess. And we were talking a little bit about the vaccine passport, but before I get into that, we do have a caller on the line. Tim wants to talk about that. I do need to mention our sponsors, Granite Transformations of Jacksonville. Granite Transformations. Jason, and I know you know this, you have Granite Transformation countertops in your home.
Kitchen and bathroom.
Kitchen and bathroom.
Yep.
Granite Transformations has a proprietary engineered stone countertop, and they get these countertop slabs, and it's quartz. So it's a non-porous engineered stone, heat-stained, scratch-resistant, never needs to be sealed, never needs to be maintained,
Nope. Unlike
ordinary granite. So with ordinary granite, if you have ordinary granite in your home, you better seal that because you can get juices, you can get milk, even water rings, all kinds of stuff that will seep beneath the surface. And once you get it beneath the surface, you are done. You cannot get that out. And many of you are sitting there nodding your head going, yep, I'm right. I'm looking at my water ring right now. But Granite Transformations is a non-porous engineered stone. It's as ranked by Consumer Reports. It is the highest performing surface that you can put in your home. It comes with a lifetime warranty. But here's the cool thing. It's only a quarter inch thick. So their 4x10 foot slabs, being a quarter inch thick, are custom fabricated to go right over the top of your existing surfaces. And yes, most of the time we're talking about countertops, but they can also put it in shower walls. They can also put it around tub surrounds. They can also put it over a fireplace hearth.
Yep.
So you name it, they can probably do it. Give the folks at Granite Transformations a call, 904-213-7878. That's 904-213-7878. Call now for your free consultation. Tell the folks at Granite Transformations you heard about it on the Tony D Means Business Show, and I'm sure they have some great specials and offers going for you, and they would love to give you that free design consultation where they come out and bring the showroom experience to your home. Give them a call. So we touched on briefly right before break the vaccine passport. There's a lot of talk and a lot of speculation being kicked around. Cerner Corporation, headquartered in Kansas City, is trying to put something together with this vaccine passport. It's being kicked around by a lot of large corporations, and that's basically going to make you showed proof that you have the vaccination before you can do certain things. Now, we don't know if this is going to come to fruition. But it's being discussed, and Tim is on the line. Tim, how you doing tonight?
All right. How about you?
I am doing outstanding, and I appreciate you calling in. Thanks for listening. What do you have to say about this vaccine passport?
I just have one question.
Okay.
If people who have AIDS do not have to disclose for blood donations that they have AIDS, then why do we have to disclose about this, our medical condition of vaccine or COVID or whatever? I'll hang up and listen to your response.
Well, we're in a different world than back then. And
The HIPAA rules about medical type stuff just kind of goes in and out. You can apply that when it needs to be, and you kind of throw it out the window for public safety in this case.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's a very good question, Tim. And to me, a lot of this is about control. A lot of this has always been about control. You've seen this being used as an excuse to, take a lot of freedoms away. And freedoms that we would shake our head about. And throughout the course of the last 12 months, 9 months or so, we've been talking about how, that we're living in a completely different America right now. So, for the sake of everybody's safety, that's how they're going to get away with it. That's how they can, get away with all of these things,
right?
Keeping you mandated into your house, keeping you, whatever other freedoms that I can't even remember.
Well, I mean, there's no requirement to have a card for your MMR shot or all those different things that supposedly you take.
Yeah, the vaccinations, all that
so
stuff.
So I don't understand why that would become any different. Just because unless it's just such a polarizing issue with this, with COVID.
Well,
we can't move forward. I mean, people are like, they can't move forward. It's like we've moved forward with vaccines in the past from different diseases. So I don't understand what's different in this scenario.
But Tim's question kind of was comparing apples and oranges in a way.
Right.
Because one is based on behavior as far as how it would affect health in a sense, right? I mean, that's how people get AIDS is through personal transmission.
Different transmissions, yeah.
Right, where the COVID is much more unpredictable and in the air. First, they said it wasn't transmissible in the air, and it turns out it was. Right.
Well, I think he said that you don't have to disclose if you have AIDS if you're giving blood.
Oh,
which I know. Yeah. Which I know early on.
Okay. Maybe I misunderstood.
In the 80s and the 90s when all that AIDS stuff was going on, I don't think that they were allowed, or they did have to. I don't know if they do or not now. I don't even know how many people have AIDS anymore. I don't know much about that, but I think he was saying that if you went and gave blood, you don't have to disclose it.
Right. Okay.
I must have
misunderstood. Yeah. I thought he meant for cruising around or going through the passport procedure or whatever else. But
it's just ironic that you can get like chickenpox or something like that. Like you get that, you're kind of immune to most variations of that, so you don't have to get the vaccine, so to speak. Versus now you get COVID, if you had COVID, are you forced to get the vaccine even though you've already had the virus? So I'm not sure why this is becoming 100% thing of everyone getting a vaccine and a passport type status.
Yeah, I mean, and I don't know about the having it, it would exclude you anymore, because I know somebody who has had it twice.
Right.
And I know there are people out there that have had it. Actually, I've heard stories.
But these vaccines are developed on things that were before the variants have even come out. So why it's not even like a catch-all
even said you can still get it with a vaccine. And they've by definition of a vaccine, not even a vaccine.
Someone in Congress, didn't someone in Congress back last month get it after
he was vaccinated and still ended up with it?
Yep.
But it's not 100%. There's no 100% on that. And especially if you relax too much, maybe that makes a person much more possible to get it. But the thing is, now we're seeing that the lines at a lot of these vaccination sites around Jacksonville, for instance, are not that busy right now.
Mm.
And maybe they're just going to start you know, lowering the age to 16 plus before we know it. So it'll be available to everyone to see if they can get people back in there. And there is some reluctance. We know that there's some reluctance.
Yeah.
And apparently it was in the news that someone, one of the people involved, it wasn't Dr. Fauci, but someone was saying that we've got to get the message out to these Trump supporters that they've got to get the vaccination. Well, what is that?
I think that was Fauci.
Yeah. Was it?
Yeah. Fauci was saying that Trump needs to implore his
followers.
Because
it's always something negative with Trump, no matter what they what they say, whether they say they're not going to be politicizing the COVID-19 issue. Well, they seem to.
And I'm sure there's plenty of Trump supporters out there that are getting it.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Yeah, it's a personal choice for you to your feeling about how at risk you are. So that's the bottom line.
I think that's just
line,
a personal decision, no matter what kind of political affiliation you have.
Yeah. And, you know, again, we'll see where this vaccine passport thing goes. I mean, it could be a slippery slope, too. I mean, everything has been a slippery slope here with this COVID and with the last you know, pretty much a year ago.
Yeah.
You know, where does this lead? You know, it's becoming, government is becoming so big right now. Okay. Mm-hmm. The best government is the least government. The government that will provide military and protection and some infrastructure. And that's it. Government is not a revenue generating entity. However, you know, we have spent $41,000 per taxpayer in COVID spending. In COVID spending. Okay. That's $41,000, and so.
But I got a $2,000 check, Tony.
Is it even $2,000?
Come on, I got some of that back.
Yeah, right. Yeah, okay. Well, so donate that to the coffers because you know what? Know. It's coming. And when I say it's coming, it's coming.
Yeah.
And here's the thing: we got over 300,000 people are moving to Florida in a year. They're moving from New York and California. And here's an interesting stat: you know, when we're talking about you know, the differences between Florida and New York and California, and we're free and open for business, mm-hmm. And they're not, and our numbers are a lot better than New York and slightly better than California, and but from a tax standpoint, if you make $1.3 million in Florida, okay, you get to keep $913,000 of that. This is after federal income tax, Social Security, et cetera, et cetera. You get to keep $913,000 if you live in Florida and you earn $1.3 million. If you're in New York and you're making that same amount of money, you're only keeping $726,000 of that. Now you wonder why $300,000 a year are coming to Florida. If you live in California, it's actually better than New York. You get to keep $773,000 of that. So you got better weather and you get to keep a little bit more cake in your pocket versus California and New York. Yeah, and that's the reason why. That's the reason why right there DeSantis gets beat up continually because he's doing all the right things.
Yep.
You know, they're talking about this increasing these taxes like we've never seen since the Clinton tax increases. They're talking about that. Oh, and oh, by the way, the New York State Legislature is proposing a $7 billion tax increase on the wealthy. That's not even included in that. That came out this week. So the New York they're proposing $7 billion in taxes on the wealthy, on top of all of this. I guess that $726,000, you know, that's too much. You shouldn't be keeping that much. Why does anybody live in New York? I don't understand. The weather is garbage. New York City is not what it was. Anyways, no, I always you get me off on that tangent because they had the anti-DeSantis up there with Cuomo. And you know, I just love the media that just bashes on Florida. You know what? If you don't want to come here, if you don't want to live here, don't.
Yep.
Keep your politics in New York and California. Yep. Otherwise, come here, enjoy some sun, enjoy some weather, or enjoy some freedoms.
Yeah, I think we should go from the Sunshine State to live free or die. We're taking it back for New Hampshire, so down here, so...
Yeah, Florida's doing so badly. That's why so many New Yorkers have moved to Florida.
Yes, exactly.
Have been for many decades and even more this last year.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So you are listening to Tony Davis and Jason Hess on the Tony D Means Business Show. You're also listening to AJ Davis, no relation. And we're having a good old time. We're talking about anything and everything. Give us a call, 831-0600, 831-0600. We're going to dive into a little bit more about this tax hike. And we will be right back after the break. Don't go away.
600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Niger's government says that gunmen have attacked a group of civilians returning from market day, killing 58 people. The attack Monday took place in Niger's troubled Tillaberi region, where 100 people were slain in a series of attacks back in January. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for Monday's massacres, though extremists belonging to the Islamic State and the Greater Sahara group are known to be active in the area. The victims were returning home from a large livestock market in Bani Bangou near Niger's troubled border with Mali. The suspected extremists also destroyed nearby granaries that held valuable food stores. On Wall Street, a mixed day as the Dow was down by 127 points. The Nasdaq rose 11. The S&P declined 6. Oil down to $64.80 a barrel. This is SRN News.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB News.
Good day, I'm Adam Boardman. Police say a man who's already in jail is now responsible for a murder that took place well over a year ago. Action News Jax reports that yesterday, 20-year-old Nehemiah Ford of Jacksonville was charged in a shooting death from the fall of 2019 on North Pearl Street. He's been in prison on drug and burglary charges. He's not accused of selling illegal weapons, but authorities say he did sell illegal devices, which changed weapons. Christopher Irvin of Orange Park allegedly sold metal pieces called, among other things, lightning links, which convert semi-automatic weapons to fully automatic. He was in court yesterday and at last word was still behind bars. Foul play could be involved, but it's still too early to know for sure. Last night, Jacksonville police said they found a woman's body in a hotel room on Bay Meadows Road. Anyone who knows anything about this should call the sheriff's office as soon as possible. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
There's some delays on the north side because of an accident on the east beltway on I-295 southbound before I-95, blocking the right lane. Also, there's a broken down vehicle on the Matthews Bridge heading west that's towards downtown, blocking the right lane. And there's congestion I-95 northbound approaching the Fuller Warren Bridge. Partly cloudy tonight, expect a low 61. Wednesday, St. Patrick's Day, partly sunny, high 85.
I served in the United States military for 20 years and 3 days. When I came home, things were being noticed by my wife. She's the one that told me to go get help. I literally started crying the first appointment. I have PTSD with anxiety, so I was introduced into the world of the service dog. Canines for Warriors saves shelter dogs and trains them to be service dogs for veterans. 90% of the dogs from Canines are rescues. Things before I had Hannah were pretty rough. I couldn't walk into a store, into a movie theater. And with Hannah, I have that ability to do that. She's by my side 24/7. It was not just one life that they saved. I believe they saved both of our lives. It allows me to be that husband, to be that father. I feel a part of me is coming back that I used to be before I deployed.
Hey, love you.
Your monthly donation of $22 or more will save lives now. Become a guard dog and support Canines for Warriors. Lines are open now. Call 1-800-959-1059 and visit www.caninesforwarriors.org.
Join us tomorrow morning, Wednesday, 6 to 9 a.m. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson, Talk Radio, WBOB. Roger, the CDC director says she's alarmed that all these people are traveling to Florida. People are getting back on airlines, and they're not doing enough to comply with social distancing.
Oh, no, it must be Ron DeSantis' fault because the beaches are open.
That's right, it's DeSantis' fault, and we're encouraging it. Listen tomorrow morning, 6 to 9 a.m., Ed Dean, Roger Henderson, right here on Talk Radio, WBOB.
Welcome back to the Tony D Means Business Show. You are listening live from Jacksonville, Florida. I'm your host, Tony Davis, in studio live with Jason Hess. Jason Hess is the official weatherman of the Tony D Means Business Show, and he is going to give us a little breakdown of what the weather is going to be look like. We got some changes coming up. But before he dives into that, we do have to mention our sponsors. The show is sponsored by Granite Transformations and Bath Planet of Jacksonville. You can give them a call at 904-213-6000. 7878. That's 904-213-7878 for all your remodeling needs. So, yeah, when we got back in town on Saturday, yep. It was beautiful. Yep. It's been nice these last couple days. So what are we in store for? It is spring break, so all of you out there might be listening and wondering, okay, well, what do we do? Do we go to the beach tomorrow? Do we go to the beach Thursday? You know, we got St. Paddy's Day tomorrow. How is that going to affect my imbibery? Not mine, but for those of you Irish folk out there.
It's We came back to some Aruba-like weather here, so we've been enjoying the beach and the 80s and just some great sunshine. Other than a little bit of pollen in the air, you know, it's been a great
little
week. A little yellow in everyone's car.
We're having
car.
A pollen storm. Yeah.
Okay, I parked my car at the airport. I came back, and I could have brushed it off with a broom. It's still on there, of course, but it's going to rain, you say.
Yeah, well, it does look like we do have some changes. So that's the big change is TPC was happy to get a great weekend in last weekend with beautiful weather, temperatures real nice at the beach. And really, if you're gonna decide to go to the beach, don't wait for the weekend. Go tomorrow, go Thursday. We got a big front coming in from the west late Thursday here in the Jacksonville area. That's gonna bring some rain, some storms, could be some severe weather. Going to be winds definitely gusting up to 30 to 40 miles per hour, possibly higher in some of those storms that come through Thursday evening. So tomorrow, St. Paddy's Day, great day for the beach. Mm. Nothing to hold you back. Enjoy it out there. Go visit everybody. But Thursday
go
evening.
Go out to Lynch's.
Yep. Go out to Lynch's. Yeah. Wow. Great night. Thursday.
Free plug.
Yep. Thursday.
I get around for that.
Yeah. Thursday, keep your eyes to the sky to the west in the evening. We will have some storms, a line of storms coming in from the west.
Is that more likely in the evening?
Yes. Looks like the timing is. Looks like it's going to hold off until around sunset in the evening hours for the Jacksonville area. If areas inland and to the west, we'll have it in the afternoon. And that will bring us a big cool down for Friday. Now, while it is going to be sunny, a good day on Friday, temperatures are low 70s, still kind of nice weather, but a little cooler. Then kind of a unusual kind of a springtime nor'easter coming in for the weekend with lots of northeast winds for the beaches, 20 to 30 mile winds out of the northeast on Saturday. Wow. Temperatures barely getting back to 60 degrees on the first day of spring.
What a difference.
Yeah. Not only not a good beach day, Gate River Run is Saturday morning. So
if it's going to be
careful across those bridges. You might need to, if you're wearing a hat, it's flying off into the river. So just make sure you get buckle
the hat,
down.
The hat.
Yes, just
don't
the hat.
Be afraid to run in the run.
Not quite
He's
a hurricane.
He's not trying to scare you. You will be okay on the bridge.
Yeah, and then does look like with that northeast flow, some showers will be moving in at least by Saturday afternoon into Sunday, barely into the 60s to near 70 on Sunday with wind and high surf and high risk of rip currents. And just a nasty weekend compared to 1 week removed. It's going to be highs in the upper 80s Thursday to only in the upper 50s to near 60 on Saturday.
Okay, so for our listeners out there that are sitting there and they're thinking, oh my gosh, this sounds horrible. Let's get out of town. Let's go see Mickey. What's it going to be like in Orlando?
Well, it's going to be mostly a coastal event with all the rain and the wind this weekend. It'll be breezy inland, but places... Orlando to the Florida West Coast are going to have, you know, breezy conditions, but it'll be closer to 70, even lower 70s, you know, once you get Orlando, Tampa area, especially by Sunday. Saturday will be kind of cool, but it's really kind of one of those things where most folks around here know those nor'easter kind of conditions that develop in the wintertime and the fall around here. With the water temperature still only in the lower 60s out there on the ocean, that's going to bring quite a chill to the air with no sun around at the beaches. So
seems like we've had more of those northeast conditions, no matter what time of the year it is lately. I don't know. It's just one of those changes going on or what?
Not a lot this winter. We didn't have too many during the winter. Early winter, November to December, is kind of more the nor'easter season. This we usually get fronts that come through and push us offshore wind, which will be like Friday, but then a low kind of develops in the Bahamas. And with the high pressure to the north, we get that strong northeast flow. So it's not the usual northeast season, so this will be a big change from last weekend. So get out there to the beach tomorrow and Thursday. Enjoy it. Even Friday, like I said, it'll still be decent enough on Friday with the sunshine, a little cooler, but the weekend is a wash.
You think we're out of the well, close to freezing. We have another really cold
We've been done with that. Like we talked about in late February, that cool snap that came through while we were in Aruba was basically just some frost way west side Jacksonville. I mean, the coastal areas, I know Fleming Island barely got below 40 degrees. So,
we're probably pretty much out of that.
Yeah, so we're out of that. So but this will be one of the coldest day of the month, maybe the first day of spring here on Saturday. So with the highs only around 60 degrees and the wind blowing, it's going to feel a lot colder than that. So,
but it'll get better.
Yep. Yep. Don't take your angst out on the show.
Yep.
Okay, he's just the weather. He's just a messenger.
Yeah.
Don't be mad. I mean, I know it's going to ruin some of y'all's spring breaks, but head down. Yep. Hey, I'm going to the West Coast. I'm going out to Clearwater. We're going to go to Busch Gardens and do that whole deal on Thursday. So we're going to have some nice weather out there.
We got spring break for the next 2 days here. And then even Friday, it's not bad. Then move it inland for the weekend. It's all good.
Yeah, but I'll have my mask on to keep me warm. Oh, isn't that the point?
I guess you could say keep some pollen out.
And if it's gusty, it's going to keep me protected from those sandstorms.
But it's going to be windy, he said, this weekend. So hold on to your mask.
Yes.
Hold on to your mask. If you're running that gateway, that run, you're going to lose a hat. You're going to do they have to run with a mask on? God, I hope. No, surely they don't. Surely they don't. Then don't call me sure.
Please, yeah. Someone call and let us know if they have to wear a mask when they're running the gate this weekend.
No, surely not. Man, people will die.
What's Shirley got to do with it?
I know. I keep saying that, Shirley. It reminds me of airplane. People will die. You had to. If I had to walk out to my mailbox. I mean, these people running with masks on. That's what's so crazy. When you see, and here's the story. I went to the gym today. Okay, I'm at the gym. I'm watching this couple. They walk onto the floor to their treadmill with their masks on. They get on the, this is honest to God story, I'm laughing my, and they're in their 20s.
Right.
They're in their 20s. The only thing I could think of where I was going to give them a pass is if they're healthcare workers. Even then, I was like, this is ridiculous.
Right, yes.
So they go to their treadmill. They turn the treadmill, they take their masks off. They work out together. It's a husband and wife thing. They're so, they thought they're so cute. Anyways, so they're on there. They're done with their treadmill workout. They put their masks back on. Then they walk over to the row machine with their masks on, which, keep in mind, is like 10 yards away. 10 yards away. And because it's spring break, there's barely any people in this place.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Okay? So then I watch them. So they get to the row machine, and you're probably thinking, well, why aren't you working out? Why are you watching these people?
I know.
Well, that's a good point, but I was just so – I couldn't stand it. So I'm watching. So then they put their masks – they sit on the – they put their masks back on, walk to the weight, get a dumbbell, and then go back. It's all I could do not to say something. But they were safe and I wasn't.
Yes.
They were safe.
Absolutely.
They're safe.
They feel safe and in control.
Wasn't.
Yeah, so.
Yep. They are responsible for their health. I'm responsible for my health. Mm-hmm. That's what we preach on this show.
Yep, absolutely.
I'm sorry. The government's responsible for my health. Isn't that right?
Oh, yeah.
That's what they tell me.
Right.
So. Anyways, I don't know if you heard about this. This is kind of strange. So we're going to talk a little bit about, if we can get into it, the tax hike, the largest tax hike that we're going to see since 1990. The capital gains tax is almost going to double. That's what they're saying. They're saying, now we're not going to, these are not necessarily hard and fast things that are going to happen, but what is almost certain is that we are going to get a tax hike. Capital gains tax right now around 21. I'm not an accountant, but it's in the low 20s. They're projecting that to go up. It could go up as high as 39%. Corporate tax rate, which is going to affect everybody, it's going to have a huge ripple effect into the economy, is going to go from 21 to 28%, they're predicting. There's going to be large tax increases for anybody that makes over $400K, which if you... Depending upon how a certain small business corporation or entity is structured, okay, that's going to hit a small business can make $400K, and that's going to have a ripple effect onto, of course, if it's a sub S or if it's an LL, whatever, onto the individual tax. This is going to be they're coming after our freedoms. They're coming after our money.
They're self-imposing the recovery effort as far as putting a damper on it. It's like.
Exactly. They want to keep the stock market. I don't know what the stock market's going to think of the corporate rate going from 21 to 28. We're trying to get the economy going again, and this is the way they think it's going to happen. It's crazy. And the only reason why we have to have the economy going again is because They had to shut it down. Didn't have to, but they shut it down.
Yep.
So it's a big circle. It's a big cycle. We have WTF coming up right after the break, and we will dedicate that to the ladies of the View. We'll be right back after this.
I'm so tired of scrubbing the grout in my shower. I feel like that's all I ever do.
I used to hate that too. Then Bath Planet replaced my shower and I finally have the bathroom of my dreams. Even better, it's low maintenance. No need for tough scrubbing and bleaching, and it's grout free.
Grout free? Sounds amazing.
Yep. We even bought my mother a new shower with built-in seating and grab bars from Bath Planet, and their products have a lifetime warranty.
Call Bath Planet now for a free consultation. 904-301-0881 or visit bathplanetjax.com.
If you turn to social media for recommendations for plumbing services, you might want to reconsider. Sure, word of mouth is a good thing. If it's the truth, don't take the bait. Call Rock Solid Plumbing Services for all your plumbing needs. They're professional, clean, and honest. Rock Solid Plumbing Services is your go-to plumbing company for leaks, clogged pipes, fixture replacement, and so much more. Call Rock Solid Plumbing Services today at 904-531-9451. That's 904-531-9451. The Tony Davis Means Business Show is brought to you in part by Sean Suarez at Raymond James Financial. Since 2003, Sean has specialized in building and customizing financial goal plans for his clients and positioning investments to align with those long-term goals. Sean, along with his partner, spend countless hours reviewing and researching investment solutions, resulting in a more effective and efficient investment alternative for their clientele. To learn more, visit SeanSuarez.com. Any opinions of those of Meinrad and Leeper are not those of Raymond James and Associates or Raymond James. Any information is not a complete summary or statement of all available data necessary for making an investment decision and does not constitute a recommendation. Investing involves risk and you may incur a profit or loss regardless of strategy selected.
Looking for a smarter way to renovate your kitchen without the stress and mess of a traditional remodel? With Granite Transformations, get the kitchen or bath of your dreams in as little as one day. Our gorgeous quartz countertops install right over your existing ones and are scratch, stain, heat, and impact resistant. Call Granite Transformations at 904-213-7878. That's 904-213-7878 or visit gtjax.com. Granite Transformations, done in a day, beautiful for life.
Welcome back to the last segment of the Tony D Means Business Show. I'm your host, Tony Davis, and you are listening live from Jacksonville, Florida. And in studio with me is Jason Hess, and behind the glass is AJ Davis, in case you all forgot.
Well, I've been forgotten before.
Oh, aww. Stop. So anyways, our sponsors are Granite Transformations and Bath Planet of Jacksonville. Now, we talked a little bit about Granite Transformations. Now it's time to talk about Bath Planet. Bath Planet specializes in the wet areas of the bathroom, the most problematic areas, in some cases, in your home. You've got tile, grout, mold, mildew, plumbing, all the things that can cause a lot of problems if they start to deteriorate and they aren't solved right away. You can get water damage. You can get mold and mildew, all kinds of craziness. Or maybe you don't have those problems in your home, but maybe you have to step into the tub to shower. And if you are a senior citizen, stepping into the tub can be very dangerous because in addition to all of those bad things that can be in the bathroom, you also have slippage. And that could cause a lot of problems. That is the number one area in the home for seniors and for accidents in the home. So Granite Bath Planet of Jacksonville has a grout-free system, acrylic system, high-quality acrylic system that they install in the wet areas of the bathroom. So what they're going to do, they're going to come in, and they do a free home in-home consultation. Give them a call, 904-213-7878. But they'll do kind of a safety analysis of the bathroom, of the wet area, and look and see what you got going on. And so when you do when you contract with them to remodel your bathroom, they will take all of that tile down, they'll take it down to studs, make sure there's no water damage, make sure there's nothing going on behind the wall. They're going to get you a new valve, Moen fixtures, and then they're going to rebuild that whole area so that they're not going to install any of their high-quality acrylic products over a subsurface that's already compromised. And there are companies out there that will do that, but Bath Planet will not. And oh, by the way, their products are backed by the Good Housekeeping Seal of Approval. So they can do a tub-to-tub conversion. They can do a tub-to-shower conversion. Most of the time, their customers are, you know, senior customers that are doing tub-to-shower conversions. So they're very skilled and adept at doing that. So they take the tub out. They'll put a shower, an acrylic shower base in its place. It is easy to clean, easy to maintain, slip-resistant. Then they can also put a bench, acrylic shelves, all kinds of accessories. Of course, I already mentioned a new Moen fixtures and valve, but you can also get a handheld, anything and everything to make your shower and your bathing experience relatable to what you need. Grab bars too, by the way. So give them a call, 904-213-7878. That's 904-213-7878. They will come out. They will give you a free design consultation. Tell them that you heard about them on the Tony D Means Business Show. And get on your way to a revitalized bathroom. So, yeah, this is the segment where we do WTF. And that stands for What the Fool. And most of the time we're reading these stories about craziness that's happening all across the country. And there's a lot of that going on. Well, the ladies from The View, there's this double standard going on right now with Andrew Cuomo. I guess now there's a seventh girl that has come out and has made some allegations against him. And there was a lot of people calling for his resignation. There still are. But the ladies on The View were asked about it. And they were asked, and Joy Behar, how can I forget her? Actually, oh, by the way, I have a clip of her saying that there's no such thing as of Antifa. Let's play that real quick.
He's scared of this fictitious idea of Antifa, a thing that doesn't even exist.
That was her. Antifa does not exist. Tell the folks in Seattle and Portland Antifa doesn't exist. I think they're going on 120 days straight of riots there out in Portland, the People's Republic of Portland. So that's the intelligence level that we're dealing with, I'm not going to say all the ladies on The View, but for certainly we are going to say that about Joy. So they were asking, the different ladies from The View, you know, what they thought about Cuomo, whether or not he would, should resign or should be replaced. And you would expect them all to say, yeah, absolutely. Seven women. I mean, come on. I know there's still an investigation going on, but at some point, you know, when is enough enough? I don't know. I mean, I'm all about due process, but this was Joy's comments. I will play those right now, and we will see what she had to say about, here it is.
Well, I agree with Pelosi and Biden saying that, you know, there should be an investigation, but there's so much politics involved here and so many people piling on the guy. Not that I think he's innocent or guilty. I don't know the whole story, but it seems to me that he will have trouble governing under these circumstances. What worries me is that if he resigns and, you know, fast forward down the line, a Republican becomes the governor of New York State, a lot of things will happen that I won't be happy with. I mean, let's talk about for a second Cuomo's good points. He raised the minimum wage to $15 in New York State. He pushes for gun control all the time. He's pro same-sex marriage. He was great during Hurricane Sandy. There are things that he's done that I appreciate, and I don't want some Republican coming in there and overturning some of these policies and then exonerating or pardoning Trump.
Yeah, so I mean, I guess.
The governor of New York can pardon Trump?
Well, she went on to say that he's going to be indicted in the state of New York or something.
Yeah, I guess they've got some lawsuits pending.
Everybody possible. Wants a piece of them, I guess. And of course,
it always comes down to Trump.
Oh, it always comes down to Trump, yeah. I mean, so heaven forbid, you know, we replace him. If, in fact, he is guilty of all of these things, she didn't care.
Right.
I mean, those are all secondary to having a Republican government. Oh, which, by the way, hey, Joy, have you looked at your state? Maybe you should mix in a Republican every now and then, okay? Because your state's going to hell in a handbasket. That's all I'm saying.
Boy, they wouldn't have treated Trump that way if they were talking about him. And she's saying, well, he had some good points. She never really said anything bad about the guy because he's a Democrat. And she did bring up what she believes in, which I'm sure most of our listeners were cringing at.
Yeah, yeah. So Meghan McCain, had her chance. Well, yeah, we'll play McCain's because she pretty much refutes Joy. And then we'll go into Sonny Hostin's and how she didn't want to answer the question. She just wanted to talk about our governor.
Yeah.
Anyways, here's Meghan McCain's response to Joy Behar.
I just want someone to show a flash image of the videos of people talking about Brett Kavanaugh and then the images of people talking about Andrew Cuomo. It's a very weird message to go from believe all women, one accusation is enough to be put in jail and to lose your job, to, oh, if his politics are in the right way, you can grope whoever you want because gun control is more important. That is a very murky, nebulous, ugly, hypocritical message for Democrats to be putting out. I don't understand why we're still having a conversation. Seven women is a lot, and the one about groping is obviously highly illegal.
So, very good response there. You know, I mean, some of the
short,
just, you know, again, if it's not, what is it? Is it about what the act that what he did, or is it about his politics?
Politics. Yep.
You know, I mean, and
unfortunately,
It's just, you just shake your head. And it's definitely a WTF moment.
Yeah, oh, for sure.
What the fool. Great response to her. But then it just got worse because they asked Sonny Hostin what she thought about the whole thing. And here's what she had to say.
You know, I just think it's interesting that we're talking every week, feels like practically every day, about Cuomo. And asking him to step down and asking him to resign without truly due process, without investigations, which are ongoing, having been held. Yet we're not talking at all about Governor DeSantis in Florida. We're not talking about Governor Abbott, I believe, in Texas. We're not talking about the South Dakota governor. We're not talking about any of those governors in states that I think it's alleged in Florida that DeSantis has hidden numbers.
Okay. You know what? Just shut the heck up.
Yeah.
I think it's alleged. Okay. No, it's not alleged. You know, and I just don't understand why every day we're talking about Cuomo. You want to know why you're talking about Cuomo every day? Because he's because of what he's done.
Yep.
First of all, he killed 15,000 old people with COVID. You know, he put COVID people in a health old home folks home. And now you're wondering why we're talking about him? Because every day a new woman comes out and accuses him of something.
Yep.
But yet you want to deflect this and you want to talk about Florida and then she calls him DeSantis. DeSantis? No, look at her numbers, honey. I mean, come on. I don't understand it.
No.
I mean, that's the only thing that show's good for, sound bites. And
yeah.
And well, fodder for. And
yeah. Same thing they did with CNN with Cuomo's brother, could cover him while he was doing a positive story about him. But as soon as a negative story about this has come out, they have been silent. CNN, Cuomo, it's a conflict of interest.
What's
now.
The word? Biffle?
Piffle?
Piffle?
Just piffle?
That's a bunch of...
Yeah.
Anyways, that's about all the time we have. You want to get me fired up, just bash on DeSantis. Yeah. That's all you got to do. You are listening to the Tony D Means Business Show. And I am your host, Tony Davis. We'll be back. Jason, riding shotgun with me tonight. AJ, appreciate all the work back there behind the glass.
Thanks, AJ.
Tomorrow is St. Patty's Day. Be safe. Be responsible. Take an Uber. Take a Lyft. Have a designated driver. But we will be back next week. Same bat time. Same bat channel. Looking forward to it. You guys have a great week and get ready for that weather.
Oh, yeah.
As an investor, what do you get from a discount broker or mutual fund? Not much. But if you're seeking planning, financial architecture, direction, and personal interaction, we're a fee-based, independent, credentialed financial advisor. We're Capital Dimensions Wealth Management, a 15-year-old Jacksonville-based firm that performs in-depth analysis and then on-site interviews with companies globally before investing our clients' money. If we can help you in your quest for financial independence, contact us at 730-3877 or drop by our office on University Boulevard. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC.
Hangar Bay Cafe is your veteran and locally owned restaurant at the beach, 2294 Mayport Road. Hangar Bay Cafe has something for everyone, lunch and dinner, on the go or dine in. Hangar Bay is famous for their ramen, and fried chicken Southern Living says is the best in Florida, plus sandwiches like the bourbon teriyaki, spicy sausage, or spicy Cajun po' boy. Hangar Bay Cafe, open 7 days a week, 2294 Mayport Road, online at hangarbaycafe.com.
AM 600 WBOB Jacksonville, 101.1 FM W266 CX Fruitco. Talk Radio.